And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of May, 2025. May 27th is National Grape Day. If asked to name the world's number one fruit based on tons produced, most individuals would probably guess bananas, oranges, or apples. While all the previous are very important, none can rival the amount of grapes produced throughout the world. The varieties of ways in which grapes can be used, coupled with the number of countries in which grapes can be grown, accounts for the fact that the world produces about 72 million tons of grapes annually. Grapes are the berries of vines in the Vitis genus. They can be a wide range of colors, including black, purple, red, amber, green, and pale. There are around 80 species of grapevines, many of which can be crossbred with each other. They are distributed across Asia, North America, and Europe in subtropical and temperate climate zones. Grapevines like to grow around rivers in deciduous forests or along the banks of flowing water. Fossils of prehistoric grapes go back into the Cretaceous era 66 million years ago. There are wild grapes in both Eurasia and North America because the grape family existed before the continents separated 60 million years ago. When the first Europeans visited North America, they found grapes growing so abundantly that they named the new land Vinland. The Concord grape is probably the most popular grape native to North America. Grape culture, or viticulture, is probably as old as civilization itself. Archaeological evidence suggests that humans began growing grapes as early as 6500 BC during the Neolithic era. By 4000 BC, grape growing extended from Transcaucasia to Asia Minor and through the Nile Delta of Egypt. King Hammurabi of Babylon probably enacted the world's first liquor law when he established rules for wine trade in 1700 BC. The Hittites are credited with spreading grape culture westward as they migrated to Crete, Bosporus, and Thrace as early as 3000 BC. Later, the Greeks and Phoenicians extended grape growing to Carthage, Sicily, southern Italy, Spain, and France. Under the influence of the Romans, grape production spread throughout Europe. At the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, grape culture and winemaking primarily were associated with monasteries. Later, the use of wine extended beyond religious rites and became entrenched in culture as a social custom. This increased demand for grapes, and grape culture grew steadily from the 16th to the 20th century. The three primary uses for grapes are for wine, dried fruit, raisins, and fresh table grapes. Grapes are full of water and accessible sugars. They are a good source of vitamin C. They are high in vitamin K and copper. They also contain protein, carbohydrates, dietary fiber, and minerals. Resveratrol, an antioxidant found in the skin of red grapes, has been linked to reduced colon cancer and combats inflammation, aging, and diseases that spring from those processes. And here is Exodus 23, 1 through 12 for today. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to return her. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under his load, do not leave him there. Be sure you help them with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops, but during the seventh year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. Then the poor among your people may get food from it, and the wild animals may eat what is left. Do the same with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest. and so that the slave born in your household and the foreigner living among you may be refreshed. Exodus 23, verses 1 through 12. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love your neighbor and share grapes.